Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Hurricane Dorian is starting to inch away from Grand Bahama Island. Its top sustained winds are at 115 miles per hour. The National Hurricane Center warns that's still a dangerous Category 3 storm, and it has unleashed destruction in the Bahamas. Now, the storm is crawling toward Florida. NPR's Windsor Johnston says hurricane warnings are posted for parts of Florida's Atlantic coast.
Dorian is expected to batter the Florida coastline with hurricane-force winds, heavy rain, and a potentially life-threatening storm surge. David Bebo with the Federal Emergency Management Agency says the department is closely monitoring the storm as it makes its way toward land.
Given the slow speed of the storm, we're continuously evaluating our deployment and being strategic about where we place our equipment and supplies so that we can be responsive as quickly as possible once it becomes safe to do so after the storm passes.
President Trump has signed emergency declarations for several southeastern states. The orders will allow federal officials to coordinate disaster relief efforts. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
The Coast Guard says it has located the remains of 8 people who were involved in a small boat fire off the coast of California on Monday, but dozens of people are feared dead. NPR's Kirk Siegler has more.
Well, this was a Labor Day weekend, 3-day scuba diving trip from here in Santa Barbara out to the Channel Islands National Park. The boat sank after burning for hours just 20 yards off of Santa Cruz Island. And we still don't know what caused the fire in the middle of the night and why so many passengers apparently couldn't get out. In a recording of the distress call to the Coast Guard, you can hear a man yelling, "Mayday, mayday, mayday," and "I can't breathe."
NPR's Kirk Siegler reporting. The U.S. Census Bureau is ramping up efforts to recruit workers for the upcoming 2020 census. NPR's Hansi Lo Wong reports the Bureau is planning to hire around 500,000 temporary employees for the national headcount.
The census is the country's largest mobilization of workers outside of wartime. Most of the openings are for door knockers who will visit households that don't complete a census form themselves online, by mail, or over the phone. That door knocking work begins in late April, but the Census Bureau is accepting online applications now. The government has already hired thousands of workers to verify home addresses. The Bureau has also been looking for outreach specialists to make sure communities of color and immigrants take part in the census. The Constitution requires a headcount of every person living in the U.S., regardless of citizenship or immigration status. The numbers determine each state's share of congressional seats and electoral college votes for the next decade. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News, New York.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down well over 1%, or 324 points, at 26,076. The NASDAQ is down 62 points. The S&P 500 is down 25. This is NPR. News reports say West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin will make an announcement today. He's expected to discuss whether he will seek to run for West Virginia governor. The incumbent is Republican Governor Jim Justice, a former Democrat. Manchin previously served as West Virginia governor from 2005 to 2010. For a third day, rioters have continued attacking the shops and properties of immigrants in South Africa. NPR's Ada Peralta reports the attacks began in small suburbs but have now spread to the country's most populated areas.
The premier of the most populous province in South Africa says he will not hesitate to call the military if the unrest continues. But at the same time, David Makura says he understands South Africans' frustrations with immigrants because, according to him, a lot of them are criminals.
Yes, it is important that we strengthen border security, but we can do so without resorting to xenophobia.
Immigrant rights groups have criticized Makura in the past for stoking anti-immigrant fears with dubious claims. They say politicians like him are a core part of the problem because they use immigrants as scapegoats for the economic problems of the country. And when the population reacts violently, the government turns a blind eye. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Nairobi.
The Taliban are claiming responsibility for a bombing in Kabul, Afghanistan, that's killed 16 people and wounded scores of others. The attack comes as the top U.S. negotiator is in Kabul. He's working on an accord with Taliban representatives to bring an end to the U.S. war in Afghanistan. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.